Lubna, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, this scandal, I understand the way the information has been used, but I'm not quite across what information was actually taken. What information had been leaked by the Cambridge Analytica scandal?
I mean, firstly, Cambridge Analytica actually coupled, if you like, worked with, you know, Dr. Kogan, right, from Cambridge University. But obviously, he was acting with his private business. So he created this app, which is the This Is Your Digital Life, which was downloaded by, you know, Facebook users. So if you're familiar with Facebook, we all, you know, always download apps. And when we download the app, we give permission to the developer to access certain information from our profile. So it's our profile information, which is basically your age, demographic, you know, marital status, religious affiliation. But plus also we give them the list of friends we have. So what this Dr. Kogan did is that he harvested not just the information of the person who downloaded the app, but also all their friends and their profiles as well. So on an average, you know, at the time this thing happened, this was in 2015, and on an average at that time, a Facebook user would have 340 friends. So you can see if one person downloaded the information, this app can potentially access and harvest data about user profiles of another 340 Facebook users. And that's how they got to this large number of, you know, user profiles and private information of users on Facebook. And that's what the Cambridge Analytica then used to do psychological profiling, you know, for campaign purposes.
This information considered private information, how was it given to the company? Was it one of those cases where we've got a bunch of terms and agreement, we just hit I agree at the end of it without really reading, and that's the way this private information is just given to this particular app maker?
Yes, exactly. And frankly, I mean, this is something not new, but we always forget that the product, you know, of Facebook is us, you know, our information. Facebook is actually, when we signed up to Facebook, we said, you know, it's in the Facebook, everywhere in the Facebook, it says we are going to use all of your data for the purposes of your ads, because that they earn money through ads, right? So what happens also on Facebook is that there's lots of these apps, and the apps then can harvest, if you like, data through Facebook. Now, Facebook has two ways of, you know, you can harvest data in Facebook in two ways. One is using the Graph API of Facebook, and that restricts people from accessing lots of data. But the other one is the simple harvesting, you know, web crawling and scraping method, which developers use, and that bypasses, you know, some of the policies of Facebook. And that way, a developer can access illegally, if you like, lots of information from unbeaten Facebook users. And that's exactly what happened here. So there is a loophole in the policy of Facebook. There's also a loophole in our understanding of actually when we upload something on Facebook, it's public. And even if you think that by setting up your privacy settings, for example, you have only, you're sharing with your friends, but then your friends can also reshare your information. Now, if your friend's public profile is public, then what they are sharing about you is then becomes public. And also, in general, your profile is public, which has limited information, but still it's quite public. And then Facebook has all these, you know, vendors they work with, you know, they provide, help them to provide their services, all these advertising funds they sell it to. They also, you know, Facebook then shares the identified data with them as well. So all these things, if you like, makes it possible, you know, for our profiles to be accessible to anyone, because of the loophole of, you know, harvesting. People should be using the Graph API, but they can bypass it by just doing scraping and web crawling. Developers.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg, he's promised they're going to do better. Facebook is going to do better. What steps can actually be taken to ensure this kind of breach of privacy doesn't happen again, though, when, as you pointed out quite rightly, people are Facebook's product? They are selling that information to begin with. So even though people are agreeing with it, it is an agreement to a breach of privacy to begin with. How will they actually ensure it doesn't happen again?
I mean, Facebook's business model is driven by, you know, us, our information, and for ad, if you add cross purposes. I think the first thing Mark Zuckerberg said, he wants to see more regulation around ad transparency, which is fine. I think there are a few things Facebook can do to mitigate some of these scenarios. One is this was raised in 2011 when, you know, a lot of these apps were collecting data unknowingly, you know, from the Facebook users. So what they can do, they can ask the app developers, make it more stringent. They have to make sure they tell the users what information is being collected and if their friends' information is also being collected by them using the app. So if I play a game on Facebook, all the data is actually going back to the game developer, you know, the game, who am I playing with, what am I liking, what am I saying, all this is accessible. So Facebook can create more rules, if you like, regulations around what the developers can actually get access to and what they can ask the users to sign up to. Then the second thing, I think, to start with, I think it comes back to the design of the platform. Because of their business model, the design is based on that when you sign up, it's opt-out. That means every information is public. And then using their security and privacy tools, we can cut it down to make it more private and within our friend circle. But as a designer of this platform, they have more responsibility. They should make the profile, you know, when you create an account, it should be opt-in, opt-out. That means everything should be private to start with. Then the user chooses who they want to share it with and how they want to share the information with. And that is a fundamental thing that Facebook can do, because that way each user will only share and will have control over their data. Plus, obviously, as I talked about, the app developers restricting app restrictions, also looking at their vendors, companies, and also looking at academic use of, you know, Facebook. And they need more stringent policies around what data can be collected and how they can be used, and especially around how they should be destroyed once they have been used, and what are some of the policies around the identification of user profiles and how the data can actually be mined for later use and sharing.
Well, Lubna, thank you very much. Really do appreciate a little bit of insight into this one this morning.
No, thank you, Sean, for having me.